What do Taylor Swift concert tickets and trees have in common? They're both in Hot Tickets in New West. The city of New Westminster recently held its spring tree sale, and it was once again a hit among local residents. Literally, within minutes, we were sold out, said Cowan. Daniel Fontaine. In fact, one of resident joked with me is that the tree sold out faster than the Taylor Swift concert tickets. So, we know that they're incredibly popular. Given the huge interest among residents, council and city staff when it comes to planting trees, Fontaine put forward a motion intended to improve the public's access to trees during the city's biannual tree sale. I bring forward this motion to increase the total number of trees that are available for tree planting, he said. Fontaine said he's had more than one person tell him they'd like to help increase the city's tree canopy but have been unable to purchase trees during the popular sale. The motion, approved unanimously by City Council, directs staff to assess whether the city's Climate Action Reserve Fund's decision-making framework can support the purchase of up to an additional 3,000 trees from 2025 to 2027 to be sold as part of the city's tree sale. Fontaine believes the motion fits in nicely with the city's climate action program, but said staff would determine if it works within the framework for funding in the Climate Action Reserve Fund. The city of New Westminster holds a tree sale each spring and fall, offering a selection of trees for sale to residents at a reduced cost. 150 trees are available for purchase at each sale. Across the river from New West, the city of Surrey hosts 4 online tree sales every year, offering 1,000 trees for purchase at each sale. The trees are priced at $20 each and sell out fast. Surrey sold out in 30 minutes as well, Cowan. Ruby Campbell said at Monday's meeting. So, this isn't unique to New Westminster, which means people love trees. Mayor Patrick Johnston said New Westminster sold out of its trees at the March 13th sale in about 15 minutes. He said the twice-a-year tree sale is part of the city's urban forest management strategy, which set a goal of planting 3,300 trees on private property and 8,500 on public property by 2030. They are deeply subsidized. It's a tree that you would normally pay $75 or $100 for that we sell for about $10. People sign up, they can get up to 2 trees, he noted. It's been a massively successful program. Cowan. Tasha Henderson supports efforts to ensure tree species are available that are suitable for multifamily dwellings or rental units, to ensure areas of the city with the least amount of tree coverage benefit from the program. Dean Gibson, the city's director of parks and recreation, said the sale includes tree specimens that are suitable for containers so they can be placed on patios and sun decks.